Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Mike Smokovich, Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And joining me in our conversation is Patty Fisher, another PwC partner. Well, Mike, let's find out more about your position as the Chief Financial Officer. What are your main responsibilities?
As the Chief Financial Officer at USAID, I'm charged with managing all of our accounting and reporting systems, And in my particular case, managing the development and integration of our accounting systems and making sure that when we have any systems initiative underway, whether it's procurement, personnel, payroll, what have you, that it all comes together. So there are a lot of CFO, CIO, IT aspects tied into my job, at least in the present, that may not be tied into other CFO jobs at a particular moment in time. The other big area of responsibility we have is that we are an operational CFO organization, both in Washington and in the field, and we're providing direct accounting support and financial management support to people in Washington and to the 75 missions where we have operations. Because of the nature of our business, which is developmental, there's a large role that we play with our Inspector General in making sure that audit recommendations and audit solutions are implemented in a timely fashion. So we spend a lot of time with EIG and with our program people making sure that our processes for integrity, audit follow-up are in place. Because we're highly decentralized, we spend a lot of time, and this is something we need to do more of, is investing in the training and education of people. Because of modern systems implementations and because of the downsizing of government, the financial management role has been dispersed among more and more people in operating agencies. And as I said earlier on, our people tend to be engineers or doctors or economists. And one of the challenges is to educate them to the fundamentals of financial management and to make sure that when we're making a grant or making a contract or executing its management, that we're following sound management principles. So we have a large educational role in the agency. And because we are investing systems, there's a large responsibility that the CFO at USAID, as well as the CIO, the procurement official, we have a management or a team responsibility to make wise investments in systems and to make sure that when we make the investment, we get things implemented on time and on schedule for both the technical people, but also for all the users, be they inside the agency or outside the agency. So it's a fairly broad job.
Mike, can you tell us a little bit more about the system that you're referring to? I know that it hasn't been very long ago that you just went live on that system. And then also embellish about the modernization plan related to the integration of all the financial management systems, if you would.
Right. I was hired 23 months ago to basically do two things, to acquire and implement an accounting system and to develop a plan for the ultimate rollout of that system and the integration of all of our systems in USAID. And we had some fairly finite objectives. One of the things we wanted to do was to have an acquisition that we could accomplish within a very short time, namely by September 30 of 1999. So that was a major objective. And we needed to have a plan, and we worked on the plan and the acquisition simultaneously. The plan was almost as important, if not more important, than the accounting system's implementation, because it gave us the opportunity to set not the CFO priorities, but the agency's priorities to invest in and fix our accounting systems, both in Washington and across the world, to do the same thing with our procurement systems and to lay out the priorities for investments we needed for our telecommunications and computing systems. So there was the process of setting these priorities and then moving along fairly rapidly on the implementation. We've been successful in getting a plan established. We continue to work on that plan. And we've been successful in the implementation process of getting the acquisition out the door and having it done without protest and having it done timely and getting a system implemented. So it's been a fairly finite schedule and set of priorities that we've managed these past 23 months.
I understand that the strategic vision for this implementation incorporated several best practices in financial management. What are these practices, and how did you adopt
them? One of the best practices was to read and follow and believe in all the guidance that the CFO Council and the central agencies have developed, which is to acquire an off-the-shelf system and to implement an off-the-shelf system. Now, typically what most agencies will do is they will buy an off-the-shelf product, and then they will develop their plans to customize it. We had a different plan. We were going to buy an off-the-shelf system, and we were going to make zero changes to that system. That was key to our strategy, and that is the best practice I would recommend to everyone, that as an agency or as a management team, you keep it at zero. If you can't keep it at zero, keep it in the single or double digits at worst. The other thing we did is to really look to our users, both in the acquisition and the implementation process. We spent a lot of effort on defining our requirements very precisely and very finitely. That helped us in the acquisition because both we and the vendors understood what we were buying, and that enabled us to essentially have no misunderstandings and avoid protest, which can be troublesome and mean automatic delays in schedule. The other thing that allowed us to do with our users and our developers is to schedule the developmental process very tightly. From a developmental perspective and in terms of working with users, that when we had a certain developmental phase completed, they could check in and check out fairly quickly. We spent a lot of time with users in bringing them on board, and this comes down to the negotiation process. In USAID, we have many offices, and they all have diverse needs. One of the issues was in the agency was standardized reporting. We spent a lot of time with the management team, both policy people and program people, deciding that we would have a standard account coding structure down to a point, but then that we would let our operating units define their business needs and processes, and we would accommodate those. That created a lot of work for everybody, but it also bought us loyalty and buy-in and confidence and pride in the result. And for example, in working on our data migration process, defining the types of data that would go into the system and working to have people understand their needs and the system's capabilities. We worked with, I believe it was 26 or 29 distinct units who had a different cut or a different spin on the product. But the result was that those people owned that data, and when it came to migrating our data, nearly 100% of that data migrated, which is very unusual in the federal environment.
In addition to all of the work around the systems, I understand that you recently released results of a benchmarking study. What were the findings in that study, and how do you think that those findings will help aid you in the financial management tasks ahead?
Well, the benchmarking study was something that I thought we needed to do when I walked in the door 23 months ago, because we appear to be short-staffed in many cases. The agency has gone through a lot of downsizing, so our performance was a mystery in some respects. And I was not used to that. At Treasury, I either had operating units, and I had been an operating manager, and I knew what I could produce and couldn't produce. So we got into the benchmark to kind of validate and verify what we were doing. The benchmark helped validate some of our ideas and priorities in the modernization plan. We need to invest in systems more. We need to train and educate people more. And we have opportunities for achieving cost benefits both in Washington and and in the missions. So we've let all of our people in Washington and in the missions get involved in using the data to target improvement initiatives.
We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Mike Smolkovich of USAID.